As you get to your seat, please arise with your Bible and let's go straight into the scriptures. Let's go straight into the scriptures. There is power in the word of God. And let's open our Bible to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus 12. And I'll have you go. Amen. Exodus chapter 12, we'll read the 7th verse, and from there we go to the 12th verse to the 14th verse. And then we skip also to 26 to 28, and we'll round it up at verse 36. Then I will read Matthew 26, verses 26 to 29. But let's read Exodus together. We're reading the 7th verse first, and then we go to the 12th verse, to the 14th verse. Amen. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. One to go. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. Now to verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you, when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Now let's go straight to verse 26 to 28. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? And ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed their head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. The blood guaranteed such things as they required. The blood guaranteed such things as they required by the Lord's favor. The blood guaranteed uncommon favor for the people of God. Are there people of God in this place today? The blood will guarantee uncommon favor for you in the rest of this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. We thank you, Lord, because it is in your light that we see light. Help us to behold wondrous things in your law today. Our hearts and our minds are open to receive revelation today. So grant your word to be revelatory today. Let it be insightful. Let it heal the sick. Let it set the captives free. Let it save the lost. Let it provide for the needy. We thank you because you will always do much more than we have asked. To you be all the glory. Spirit of the living God, take hold with me to bring forth the word of God with authority and power and simplicity. That everyone under the sound of my voice today that shall mix this word with faith will receive profit. And I thank you, Father, for it. I give you all the glory in advance. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And the church says, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. The Almighty God, the ever-living God, the all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present God, He is the unequaled and matchless solution provider. Glory to God. Nobody can provide a solution like God can provide. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, open it. There's one illustration that I want to make today before I give the title. This is what I need. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. How many of you know what this is? Pack of cards. Hallelujah. I don't know if any of you had, if you still play cards, or at one time in your life, you did play cards. Praise God. Now, in a deck of cards, there are some cards that are more powerful and more valuable than all the other cards. Which one is it? What is it called? Ace. The ace. The ace is the one that has just one dot in the middle. So you have the A's heart. You have the A's diamond. You have the A's blackjack. You have the A's four aces. Glory to God. The same way God has aces. But God has an ace that is an ace of all aces. Glory be to Jesus. You see, for us to live a life, the Bible says, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, it said, God has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Glory be to Jesus. In other words, it is the desire of God Almighty that we are so equipped that there is nothing lacking, nothing broken in our lives. That God Himself made provision that whatsoever may happen, it is already anticipated by God. Glory be to Jesus. That's what an ace does. Because when you are playing cards and people, everybody is dropping their cards and they think, yes, you are making it. You've got your permutations right. Then somebody releases their ace that has higher value than any other ace that any other person can give. Now, God has blessed you and I as people of God, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. He has given us resources of heaven. Amen. He gave us innumerable companies of angels. Do you know that there are angels around you? They are on a mission. The Bible says He gave us ministering spirits. He gave it to the heirs of salvation, so that they can minister the perfect will of God to us. I don't know about you. My angels are always around me. You need to decree it. The song we had today said, decree if you believe. There are angels around us right now. You may not see them with your physical eyes, but they are there. Amen. But it is a resource. Angelic ministry is a resource that God has given us. He also gave us His word. The scriptures are given unto us so that we can be thoroughly furnished unto good works. Hallelujah. And in His word, we find comfort. In His word, we find direction. In His word, we are enlightened when we are confused. Hallelujah. When we have a breakdown, in His word, we receive a breakthrough. His word brings compensation to us. His word brings consolation to us. And there is power in the word of God. So the word is equally a resource. Amen. He gave us this gift of the Spirit of God. For when you give your life to Christ, the Spirit of God comes to dwell on the inside of you. He dwells in your own spirit. And the Bible says, He will guide you into all truths and show you things to come. It will empower you, lead you, instruct you, illuminate you, and help you to receive divine signal from God with accuracy. So that you can declare, hallelujah, and decree, and say, this time next year, I'm not going to be on the level that I am. And so shall it be for you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. He gave us authority in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, at that name, every knee bows and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, both in heaven and on earth and under the earth, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Those are resources that God has given us. Each one is an ace in his own right. That when you deploy it, it has a higher value than any other thing. It has supreme authority over any situation or circumstance. Hallelujah. But the other ace that he gave to us is the ace of all aces. For none of the other resources can actually be activated without the remaining ace. And what's that ace? The blood of Jesus. I thought somebody would put their hands together for Jesus. He's the ace of all aces. Glory be to Jesus. I titled today's message, therefore, The Blood Covenant, the ace of all aces. For the Bible says, according to Hebrews 9 and verse 22, that it is the blood that has life, and without the blood, there is no remission of sins. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. So accept that the blood is presented, there is no forgiveness of sin. You can be forgiven. Man sinned from the beginning, as the Bible told us in Genesis chapter 3. Man sinned, Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, and he lost his right and his authority over the earth that God has already given to man. And God himself had spoken. Do you know that God doesn't change what he says? He does not change it. When God himself declared that if you sin, you die, he couldn't change it. He took the blood. He took the blood. And God said, I have plans for man. I have a purpose for man here on earth. To be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue all the vastness, resources of the earth. Hallelujah. To have dominion over all the things I have created. Amen. The fish of the sea, the birds in the air, and all the creeping things, all the creeps. Let them have dominion over them. Now, how is God going to allow his purpose to continue? Since he had already spoken before time, that death is the wage of sin. And man has sinned. So man must die. Glory to God. But do you know that nothing catches God by surprise? That's why God always has the ace. Glory be to Jesus. Always he holds the ace. And at any game, at any situation in your life, you've got to play your ace. Glory to God. So he threw in the ace of all aces and said, through the blood sacrifice, I will redeem my people. Glory be to Jesus. I will redeem my people. And that's why the blood of Jesus is the blood of redemption that redeemed man and reconciled earth back to God. He took the blood of God himself to redeem man. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Amen. So his blood was shed as a remission, as an atonement for man's sin. Glory be to God. So that the sin of Adam will no longer have dominion over us. The blood was provided. Glory to God. And this is why you and I must take the blood seriously and not lightly, because it is an ace. And when you deploy this ace, beloved, your victory is certain. I said your victory is certain. Because the bloodline of Jesus is not a contaminated blood. It is not a polluted blood. His bloodline is not polluted. Glory be to Jesus. So when sickness comes to attack your body, and you engage this unpolluted blood to it, it cleanses your blood. Hallelujah. The Bible declares in the book of Ezekiel 16 and verse 6. The Bible said, yes, when I pass by, I see you polluted in your own blood. But I say to you, leave. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood of Jesus. It's not just about you just claiming. I mean, people say, I plead the blood of Jesus. What are you pleading? Let me ask you today, is the blood upon your life? Is that blood speaking in your life? Because the blood speaks. How do we know? The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 4, when Abel killed his brother, what happened? The Bible said the blood was speaking. The blood speaks. He speaks. So that anything that is contrary, forcing itself to find expression in your destiny, in your life, the blood begins to speak against it. Glory to God. So when in your life you are experiencing lack, because the blood has already redeemed you from lack and poverty, it begins to speak against lack and poverty and begin to speak prosperity. Because you have been redeemed from death through the blood begins to speak life, abundant life into you in the name of Jesus Christ. So that whatever organ is dead in your body, the blood speaks life into it. Oh, glory to God. I said glory to God. There is power in the blood of Jesus. It is the ace of all aces. Glory to God. Don't you ever downplay the power and authority of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For without the blood, beloved, all the blessings that God has promised. Open your Bible to Revelations. Revelations chapter 5 and verse 12. Revelations. Revelations 5 and verse 12. The Bible makes us to understand, and it is written, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. When was this Lamb of God slain? The Bible said he was slain before the foundations of the world. In other words, before the devil came to perpetuate his evil in the Garden of Eden to make Adam and Eve fall, God had his ace already. Diabosha. A lamb had already been slain before Jesus himself came. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Before he came here, he had already been slain in the spirit. It was what had been done in the spirit that was made manifest here when he gave his life and shed his blood. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. He was slain. He shed his blood that he might receive what? Say it loud, beloved. And what else? 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 Blessings. He that we might receive, the Bible says, we are joint heir with him of all God has and who God is. Glory to God. So we receive power. We receive riches. We receive wisdom. We receive strength. We receive honor. We receive glory. We receive blessing through the blood of the Lamb that was slain. Glory be to Jesus. Without the shedding of the blood, all these resources and blessings can never be activated. He took the blood to activate them and for them to be operational in your life and in my life. Glory be to Jesus for the sacrifice that he made, for the blood that was presented upon the mercy seat and presented to God the Father as the full and final payment for every debt that we owed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Let me tell your neighbor, God is good. Open your Bible to Matthew. Matthew 26. And verses 26 to 29. Matthew 26, verses 26 to 29. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Glory to God. "Take, eat, for this is my body that is given for you." And he took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. Drink of my blood. I present to you my body. I present to you my blood." Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. In the book of Exodus, the children of Israel, we know the story. They were in bondage, in captivity, as slaves in the land of Egypt. And they've been there for over 400 years. But one day, God called a man named Moses. I said, "I've heard the cry of my people by the reason of their taskmasters, and I have come to deliver them." Glory. "I have come to deliver them. Moses, I choose you as a leader to deliver my people and bring them to their land of promise." And after Moses agreed, he went into Egypt. And God prepared him. And God told him many times, "Perform this miracle." But Pharaoh did not allow the people to go. "Turn their water to blood." He didn't budge. "Let locusts come." He didn't change his mind. "Let there be hailstones." Nothing happened. God said, "He will not let them go. He has not let them go. After all this that has been done." Moses spoke. Pharaoh did not listen to what he said. And God said, "I'm about to release the ace of all aces." Glory to God. Because by the time the blood shows up, he will not only let you go, he will let you go with speed. When you go, you will go with favor. Glory be to Jesus. The blood guaranteed their deliverance from 430 years of slavery. Glory to God. The locust miracle did not do it. The bloody water did not do it. But when the blood arrived on the scene, the battle became a very bloody battle. Glory to God. The fight, beloved, for your redemption is a bloody fight. When things got very bloody, and God said, every firstborn of Egypt would die. Now, what will you do? I will pass over you, and the destroyer that I'm sending forth to smite the Egyptians will not come to your house. He said, let the blood be upon the lintels, the poles of your door. Hallelujah. Let every household kill a lamb, and the blood of the lamb apply it upon all that is yours. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So what every other thing could not, their deliverance could not come. They were in bondage for so many years, centuries, in fact. But when the blood showed up, everything gave way. Bondage gave way to liberty. Glory to God. Grief gave way to joy. Lack gave way to abundance. Disgrace gave way to celebrations. There was a change of story. What they thought could not happen again. The blood will do it for you with ease in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is what we receive by faith. Why is the blood so significant? Why is it an ace of all aces? Let's look at Leviticus 17 and verse 11. Are you there? Brother, please read. Leviticus. For the life of the flesh is in what? It's in the blood. Life is in the blood. Glory be to Jesus. That's why when someone, you know, is involved in an accident or something like that, or somebody has been shot, and they say, oh, he's lost so much blood. Amen. It is not the bullet that killed the person. It is the loss of blood. Glory to God forevermore. Ah, Holy Ghost. I don't think they got that. I don't think they got that. So you've got to explain that to them and expound it. Glory to God. Amen. Life is in the blood. When any disease or any sickness shows up in anyone's body, it's a blood disease. Now, I'm not talking about leukemia or whatever it is that you talk about. Why am I saying that? It's because when something happens, the doctor will tell you, go and do a blood test. Why? Why did they tell you to do a blood test? Because in the blood, they can discover what is wrong. And if they can discover what is wrong in the blood, then it is in the blood that they will bring the cure. Glory be to Jesus. If the blood is not cured, then you are not cured of the sickness. That's why we need a pure blood, glory be to Jesus, to transfuse our own blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. To make an atonement for your souls. That's what the Bible says. Now read Isaiah 53 and verse 5. Yes. Are you there? Please read. Yes, he was wounded for our transgressions. Bruised for our iniquities. Yes. Yes. We were healed. Yes. He was pierced. Talking about Jesus himself. He said he was pierced and cut and wounded in his body. All over his body. And by his wounds, we were healed. When he had wounds, blood, remember, blood gushed out of his body. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood is an element which represents divine life in the human body. Now open your Bible to John chapter 6 and let's read from verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Ye have no life in you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, not your blood. The book of Hebrews makes us to understand that what the blood of Jesus will do in your life, the blood of goats and bulls cannot accomplish it. And that's why Jesus had to come. In the Old Testament, when they are sacrificing, when they go to the temple to sacrifice. In fact, I was just thinking about it. I said, if that was what they were doing in those days, using the blood of bulls and goats and doves and all that, I mean, to atone for their sins. How many animals would come to the temple? I mean, the whole temple would be a bloody scene. Glory to God. But even now, it is still a bloody scene. But with a better blood covenant. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for this Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil cannot stand the blood of Jesus. When the blood is upon your life, it is impenetrable. It denies access to satanic forces. They can't go through it. So when the spirit of death was sent to smite Egypt, he couldn't do anything when he saw the blood. He had no choice. When the angel of death came, he just passed over every house that he saw the blood. He could not gain access. By the power in the blood of Jesus, wherever the enemy has been gaining access, whatever has been the launching pad into your life, into your destiny, your family, that the enemy has been operating on, from today, I seal it with the blood. I seal every crack, every crevices, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When they see the blood, they will pass over your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. The destroyer will not locate you because you are covered by the blood of the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. You believe it? Open your Bible to Luke. And I'm going to round up. Because today, I have come to let you know, in case you have forgotten, that there is power in this blood. Be reminded, be refreshed, that what your own skill cannot accomplish, the blood will accomplish it. Whatever problem that you've been facing for a long time and you cannot see a change, the blood brings the solution. Hallelujah. We've got to engage the blood more than ever before. The blood is the foundation of every promise that God has made for us. Without the blood, there is no promise, because the promise itself is guaranteed by the blood. You know why? Maybe our sister will tell us more. We have sisters who are lawyers in this place. When you sign a contract or an agreement, what do you do? A lease agreement. There is something, some substance, that red thing, what is it called? Yes, it's a seal, but what is that red thing called? It has its own name. They put that red wax. God bless you. They put the red wax and then put the seal on it, the weight of the seal on it. Why? Why do they use red blood thing there? Because even the world knows, glory be to Jesus. I've always said that even the laws of the land, you see, when I was in the first year, you know, in the university, one of our subjects was a legal system. And in that legal system, I remember they were talking about the history of the legal system in the world, how laws were actually developed. And you see, they came to a conclusion that most of the laws that were developed that are today were actually taken from the Bible. They had a biblical foundation. Glory be to Jesus. Man in himself did not think that if you steal, it is wrong, you should be punished. It was because in the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. Why, a man, you kill somebody and then they hang you or put you in life imprisonment, is because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. So even the legal system itself had its foundation in the Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That whatever is sealed, guaranteed by the blood, the devil cannot change it. Your salvation is guaranteed by the blood. The devil can't change it. He can turn it around. You are saved, redeemed by the blood of Jesus, redeemed from eternal destruction, redeemed from lack and poverty, redeemed from sickness and diseases. Forever! Glory to God. Because that blood never loses its potency. The blood is still speaking. It will speak for you this week. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Are you in that look? Quickly, let's run over that. Then I will let you see all the benefits that we receive. Luke 22, verses 7 to 9. Luke 22, verses 7 to 9. Are you there? Please read. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Seven to nine. Okay. Luke 22, 7 to 9. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover was killed, and he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare it? And he said to them, behold, when ye are entered into the city, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I want you to see what Jesus said here in verse 15. He said, with desire have I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. It's my desire to let you have an ace that will overcome any future problem. Glory to God. For I say unto you, that's verse 16, I will not anymore eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. So I've prepared the ace for you. That whatsoever that life brings. You see, one thing that I've come to understand, you know, about the ways of God. When we are faced with some really perilous situations in our lives, when you are troubled, when, you know, life is just hard and difficult and the plans that you expected and things that you expected to materialize are not materializing in your life. And it can be disturbing. It can lead to a lot of discouragement and frustration in life when things don't work out the way we planned or prayed. But in my walk with God, because I have developed, even in prayer and in my understanding of how God works, that I've come to a conclusion that sometimes when you pray and say, Lord, deliver me from this peril. Lord, remove this problem. Remember, Paul said it. He said, on how many occasions? On three occasions, I besought the Lord that he might remove this infirmity from my body. Beloved, I caught a revelation there. Because the answer that God gave Apostle Paul was not, okay, I'm going to remove the infirmity. God did not remove the infirmity, but he gave him sufficient grace in the infirmity. I have come to understand that it is not in all cases that God will cause the peril to disappear. But there is something you can be assured of. He will protect you in the peril. Glory to God for it. I wish I had people receiving the word of God this morning. Amen. Amen. He is the unequal and matchless solution provider. Glory to God. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are far from our thoughts. That's the way God operates. Sometimes he removed it. I was just thinking about, you know, comparing spiritual truths with spiritual truths as I was preparing this message. I said, no wonder what happened to Joseph. Amen. God, who caused Joseph to receive a pregnant woman that was not impregnated by him. I said, receive this girl. Whatsoever she's carrying inside her is from me. And then they had the child. And it's like, God, now, you said this guy is going to save the whole world. Hello? He's going to save the whole world from their sins. And then, Herod wants to kill the guy, and you now say we should run away. I don't understand, I'm confused. If God could bring about an immaculate conception, hello somebody, does he lack the power to kill Herod? I say, how dare you spoil my plan? I said, I'm bringing a savior into the world. You want to kill that savior. You are dead. But God
God did not kill Herod then. He told Joseph, take your wife and the child and run for safety. That's why I said, beloved, you have to understand and not live by what God said, but live by what God is saying. Because if you don't, you will miss God. And that's why there's so much religiosity in the church today, rather than spirituality. Glory to God. The Bible says if we live in the Spirit, then we must walk in the Spirit. It's a walk. You keep walking with the Spirit of God. And He keeps directing. He directed them out of that place. I said, go and hide yourself somewhere. I'm the one that will tell you when to come back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when it was time to come back, Herod had died. And he said, okay, now you can go back. That's God for you. Because every situation is for a revelation of God. God wants to reveal Himself. You see, if sometimes God just does things to us, I mean, how can you know God as a healer if you are not sick? How? How can you know Him as a deliverer if you have not been in bondage? Life, they say, is not a bed of roses. There is a reason why you need to fight. But our fight is not a carnal one. We fight with the blood. We fight with unseen weapons. Glory to God. Put your hands together for Jesus. And we never lose. If you fight your battle with unseen weapons, you will never lose the battle. Because Jesus never lost any battle. He said, now it is finished. It's all over. In this world, the Bible, He said, you shall have trouble. You will have tribulation. But cheer up, relax. Wear your shirt. I have overcome the world. And Revelation 12:11 tells us, they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved their lives not unto death, unto the end. They overcame by the blood. You want to overcome. The Bible says we are overcomers. What do you overcome with? It's the blood. Glory to Jesus. You will overcome. Amen. Every peril in your life, you will overcome. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open your Bible. And I'm closing. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 11, yes? From verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you. This is Paul speaking, yes? That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He has given thanks, hallelujah. Remembrance of me. Go on. Yes. Yes, sir. Of me. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to know, because the blood is so significant. It's so important, and we need to know certain things about the blood of Jesus. Rather than for us to just have this religious cliche, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. We don't even know what the blood does. We don't know what the blood gives to us. Hallelujah. We don't know the power that we have in the blood. We don't even know how to engage the blood by faith. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So the scripture tells us in Leviticus 17 and verse 10, it says, for the life of every creature is in the blood. and I have given it to you to make an atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. It is the blood. The blood is the one that made atonement for our lives. The Bible tells us also that there is healing in that blood, as we have read in John 6, verse 53 to 56. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course, the blood has nutrients and nourishment in it. Glory be to Jesus. That is why when your blood is polluted, the blood of Jesus will give you the nourishment that you need and to kill every malnourishment in your blood. Praise the Lord forevermore. I said, praise the Lord. A friend of mine had an accident one time, and I went to visit her in the hospital where she was admitted, and she could barely talk, and she was asking me. She said, Oluyinka, just pray. They said they're going to give me blood transfusion. They said, I don't need this blood. I don't need this. You see, that's why when you go to the hospital, when they say some people should come and donate blood, they have to test the blood they are donating. Hallelujah. Because you don't want a polluted blood into your own blood system. Glory be to Jesus. So they need to test the blood to make sure that the blood is devoid of any form of contamination whatsoever. Glory to God. So she said, I don't even want this transfusion, blood transfusion. I want Jesus himself to transfuse his own blood into my blood. It was a challenge. I said, okay, let us pray. Let's pray and believe God. And we both prayed together that she's not going to receive this blood transfusion. God will put the blood of his son to flow in her veins. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, I am in him and he is in me. It belongs to my heritage and my lineage. And in my lineage, there is no sickness. In my lineage, there is no disease. Do you see sickness and disease in the lineage of Jesus Christ? No, that is the lineage that you belong to. Glory to God. And we prayed and we agreed. The blood that was shot, God turned the story. It was a testimony. They tested it. They said, your blood is not shot again. And she never took one transfusion. Glory be to God. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There is nutrients in the blood. It does not matter. Whatever strange mass that has, attached itself to your organs, today they will melt away. By the power in the blood of Jesus, they will shrink and melt away by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is power in that blood, beloved. So much power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Jesus himself said, do this in remembrance of me. Eat my flesh by faith. Drink my blood by faith. Bring to remembrance that I died and shed my blood for you. Hallelujah. Put it in remembrance that you know that it's finished. The work is already done. You are healed. Not that you are just going to be healed. You are already healed. We only need to establish it. So when we come together and renew our minds and refresh our minds with what Jesus did for us, shedding his blood and what the blood really has bought for us. Hallelujah. And receive it by faith. Then it begins to work for us. Glory be to Jesus. Many people say blood of Jesus, but nothing happens. They just call it. Even unbelievers say blood of Jesus sometimes. Don't they? The blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ himself, is our link to receiving all those blessings and resources. And that's why we must not take that blood lightly. It is the ace of all aces. Are you ready to apply the ace? I ask you today, are you ready to apply that ace upon your life? Upon every situation and circumstances that life may bring your way. Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. As often as you take it, hallelujah, you will reassemble what has been disassembled. Glory be to Jesus. So things that have scattered, you will bring it together because of the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Stand on your feet, beloved. Let's stand on our feet. Let the blood do the rest. Let the blood fight for us. When the children of Israel were locked in at the foot of the Red Sea, and God told Moses, tell them, and I will fight for them. I will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. What was fighting? It was the blood that was fighting. Glory to God. It's not as if God himself came as a man and was fighting that. No, he deployed the resource to fight the battle. Glory to God. Glory to God. Beloved, I want you to lift up your two hands and begin to worship the Lord. Worship him. Can I have the drummer and the... Hallelujah. Worship the Lord. Let's just worship him for a few minutes before we take the communion. Worship him. Bless his holy name. Beloved, open your mouth this time. You can see the price that Jesus paid. Can you just bring it to your imagination? Seeing Jesus on the cross. Seeing the blood that is gushing out at his side. His body totally battered. Blood gushing out. The movie The Passion of Christ gave us a vivid imagination of what Jesus had to go through. How he was so dismembered that in his body that we couldn't even recognize him. As the Bible says in Isaiah 53, he said we could not behold him. Any comeliness in him. There was nothing to behold, no beauty. Because he was battered in his body beyond any form of recognition. He did not look human. For your sake and for my sake. And I say this also to the church online. Rise up wherever you are, lift up your two hands. And bless Jesus and honor him.